Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today on our program, we have two very special guests from Child Evangelism Fellowship International Headquarters. We have John Luck, who his title has changed through the years, but he is now, I believe, the assistant to the president for International Ministries of CEF. And also, this is the first time I've got to meet him in person, and that is Brother Jeremiah, who is one of the 8 regional directors for CEF around the world. And you oversee the wide, vast region of the Middle East. So we're so glad that you guys can be here today.
Thank you.
So I just have one question. What brings you here on a cold, wintry morning all the way to Peoria, Illinois?
Well, Jeremiah and I have been traveling for the last week, and we've just been visiting with ministry partners and sharing what the Lord is doing throughout the Middle East.
Okay, that's wonderful. So we're so glad to have you here. And so I just love to hear people's stories. And so I know we got two of you in our radio program here today, but I'm going to kind of focus on Brother Jeremiah, if that's okay with you, John.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I don't want you to feel left out or anything, because
no,
I know you know Jesus, and you and I go way back. You've been in CF for a long time. But Brother Jeremiah, could you just share how you came to know the Lord, your testimony, maybe just a little bit, and then also how the Lord brought you into the ministry and opened the door for you to serve with CEF in your position today?
Okay. I was born and brought up in small village. We had no church. My parents was not Christian. I didn't hear any message of salvation through in my childhood. So I would sometimes pray to the rainbow for the happiness. Mm. I didn't know God, anything about Him. And when I was studying high school, I was invited to the church. It was my very first time to go to the church. And about 1 month later, church had a very special event with a speaker who came down from North Korea. Without having the parents, they lived in Korea. It was a very, very tough life. And he shared about his experience, how awful his life was. And then he met the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. And when I hear his testimony, oh, I thought, oh, he's really simple man. How he can live that way? And then just the one voice came to me, are you innocent?
Mm-hmm.
And then that voice hit me, and I thought, I'm dying. And I didn't know what kind of sin I did against God, but I realized I'm really sinners. I mm-hmm. was crying with the tears and cried out, Lord, save me and save me. And then another voice came to me, the Lord Jesus died on the cross for your sin.
Amen.
And just 1 second before I was crying and crying, and I realized Jesus died for me. And then I immediately prayed, Lord, come to my heart and save my souls. Do you know what happened? The great joy, I didn't know from where. It's just from bottom of my heart. It just came up, and I was totally changed.
Mm.
That was the very first moment that I accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
That was like a Damascus Road, like a turnaround experience. That was amazing. And God does that.
Well, yeah.
Well, that is just really awesome.
Yeah, and later on, I didn't know why I should live in this world without having the purpose of my life.
Mm.
It was hard to live. So sometimes I was thinking of suicide. But later on, I realized I must ask my God, who created me, so he might have the purpose for my life.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to have a fasting prayer for 5 days. In Korea, when you go, there are some kind of church building in the mountain, which we call it Prayer Mountain. And so I spent time there, and there God spoke to me, but he called me by name, Jeremiah, be my servant.
Mm-hmm.
3 times he called me.
Mm.
And then I said, no, 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 I cannot be a servant. And in the early morning, we had a prayer time. We read our Bible. Can you imagine what Bible? Jeremiah chapter 1.
Okay. I was thinking of the Bible book of Jonah there for a second because you kept saying no.
And then there, chapter 1 said, don't say you are only child or youth.
Right.
I am with you. Mm. Whenever I send you, you go. Mm-hmm. Whenever whatever I tell you, you speak. I will be with you. Wow. Amen. I felt presence of God is with me. I didn't hear any message for 1 hour. I was crying and crying and crying. And I gave my life to God. Lord, use my life for your kingdom. That is the time that I gave my whole life to God. Mm-hmm. Later on, God called me to serve Him in CEF. Actually, I was...
Did you already know about CEF?
I didn't know.
Didn't know. Okay.
Mm, yeah, yeah. But I took a training.
Okay.
We called 5-day group training.
Yes.
It was very good. And I was thinking, wow, maybe when I become a pastor, I can use all this teaching method. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then one day, while I was in the 5-day group training, God just told me, why you don't think children are very important? I was thinking of being a pastor, to be a pastor for the old people in the village.
For the adults.
Yeah,
right?
And for the adult. Mm-hmm. And I asked, Lord, tell me what to do. And I went back home and I prayed and I prepared some Bible lesson to teach to the Sunday school teachers because I was invited to teach. In the early morning, about 3:30, I was reading Lamentation. Mm-hmm. There I saw children are dying in hunger. Mm. Even mom couldn't do anything. And then I read the Bible, Lamentation chapter 2, verse 18 and 19.
Right.
19 says, arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the night watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands to Him for the lives of your children who faint for hunger at the head of every street. Mm-hmm. Wow. Again, I felt God's presence is with me. God spoke to me.
So that's how you felt like the Lord was leading you to maybe leave the pastorate and to focus on children ministry?
Yes. There I thought, oh, God is calling me to work for children. Uh-huh. And I said, Lord, here I am. Use my life till my hair become white. So I can.
Well, you're not quite there yet, but it's probably been some years. So how many years have you now served with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Yeah, it was 1988, August.
Okay.
So now exactly 31.
Now you're dating me because that's when I graduated from high school, so 1988.
Really?
But I actually got started with CEF also through 5-day clubs too.
Really?
So there's a connection there. But now today you serve as the Middle East Regional Director.
Yes.
And the Middle East, John tells me, is a huge, and actually I was doing some reading, it is a vast region. I have taken some mission courses, and so you probably have heard this before, but they also call that region of the world the 1040 window, which stretches from northern Africa all the way across, you know, keep going, maybe to Bangladesh over in that area. And it's one of the most unreached groups of people in the world and one of the hardest to reach with the gospel. Can maybe you share with us a little bit about maybe what the ministry of a CEF looks like? Maybe just whatever you can share with us of what CEF looks like over there, because I know it's probably a hard area, but, you know, nothing is too hard for God. I mean, it's almost Christmas. Mm. What did the angel say, you know, to Mary? You know, nothing is too hard with God. So what does the ministry look like?
Well, the previous regional director used to say all the time, it is difficult, but it is not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really what we have seen, because there are 28 countries that make up the Middle East region, going across the north of Africa, and then, as you said, going all the way over to Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, are all part. And that area of the world has just about a third of the population of the world.
Wow.
And about a third of the children of the world. And so...
One third.
Yes. So it is obviously a great, great area to reach. And so the ministry in CF, really worldwide, is built on a strategy of train, equip, and support.
Right.
So what we do in training is we prepare men and women to be able to effectively evangelize and disciple boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then in equipping, we take those trained people and we give them the tools they need to be able to evangelize and disciple. So we give them Bible lessons, we give them songs, we give them devotional books. So there's discipleship material and there's evangelistic material.
Mm-hmm.
And then supporting is actually providing financial resources to trained and equipped people so that they can remain focused on reaching the next generation. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what is happening. Jeremiah has about 320 workers throughout the Middle East.
Oh my, I thought I had it tough at like almost 30, and you got 320. So that's wonderful.
Right. So, and some wonderful, wonderful things are happening there, and the ministry is just growing dramatically.
Wow. Well, you know what? We have so much ground to cover, and I do want to hear more about this Camel Project. So would you be able, John, to give us just a little bit of teaser, and then we'll kind of carry on and get more in detail about it, because we're going to have to hold you over to the next program so we can dive more into it. But can you just, you know, like I said, it's almost Christmas, and what is this Camel Project? It's called Christmas Across Middle East Lands. What's that all about?
Well, it's exactly what you said. It's Christmas Across Middle East Lands. Mm. And it is doing Christmas party clubs that share the true meaning of Christmas with children in the Middle East. And you might be surprised that children in the Middle East celebrate Christmas. They don't necessarily...
Yeah, I was thinking that. Right. I mean, that is kind of surprising.
They don't necessarily know what they're celebrating, okay?
So it's not necessarily Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
But they, you know, it's an end of the year, it's a party, and it's a wonderful time for them to get together. And so Buddhists, Muslims, they are all doing that type of celebration. And now what we're doing is coming in and sharing the real meaning of Christmas.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, we definitely want to hear more about the Camel Project. And you know what? Our time has flown by faster than even a camel can travel. So we need to spend a little bit more time and slow down, okay? So we'll go next week, and we hope you join us again as we continue this very special, privileged interview with Brother Jeremiah and John Luck from CEF International Ministries. Hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.